Republicans are expected to push through their $1.5 trillion tax package before Christmas Day. The major tax reforms will touch almost every American, changing tax brackets and, in some cases, limiting or changing popular deductions. Some taxpayers will come out ahead and others won't. Gemma Gaudette spoke with Concordia Law School tax professor Victoria Hainman to get a better understanding of how this new tax reform will affect Idaho businesses.
For the most part, large corporations should be absolutely thrilled with this tax bill. It's the largest one-time reduction in corporate tax rates from 35% down to 21%. So basically, we're looking at a $1 trillion tax cut for businesses over the next decade. There's a provision that allows them to expense rather than depreciate all of the assets that they purchase for the next 5 years until 2023. This may be a good thing because corporations such as telecom companies that regularly upgrade their networks will be incentivized to reinvest quickly. So AT&T, by way of example, has said that it will invest $1 billion into the U.S. infrastructure next year under the new tax plan.
So, Victoria, how will the tax reform plan then affect small Idaho businesses?
So I would look specifically at pass-through entities and how this tax legislation impacts tax entities. Arguably, tax entities are going to see a reduction in their tax liability, at least for the next 8 years. Unlike the corporate provisions, which are permanent, the provisions that impact pass-through entities, which would be, by way of example, so sole proprietorships, partnerships, LLCs, and S corporations, these provisions are only in the code for 8 years, at which time they expire. Now, these entities are a big part of the U.S. economy. We have pass-through entities accounting for 64% of employment in Idaho right now. So we will probably see a tax reduction, some type of benefit for the small mom-and-pop pass-through entities. The real benefit, though, goes to large pass-through entities. I think it's not entirely transparent that there's no limit on the size of the pass-through entities that will benefit from this legislation. It's perhaps one of the biggest loopholes that we have in the tax code today. People simply do not realize that pass-through businesses are not necessarily small businesses. About 25 to 30% of employment with pass-through businesses is at businesses that have more than 100 employees. And these pass-through businesses will receive the lion's share of benefit under this new tax legislation. It will definitely be a boon for them.
Will certain industries be more impacted than others?
With regard to the portion of the tax bill that impacts corporations, I think the expensing provisions are going to potentially have a huge impact, not on services corporations, but on corporations that use equipment and assets. I believe that this will really spur reinvestment into assets.
If you can sum this up quickly, good for big businesses, not so good for small businesses?
Good for big businesses. It is largely a regressive tax bill, meaning the lion's share of the benefit flows to those who make more, both with regard to individual taxpayers and to businesses. I believe that some small businesses will definitely see a benefit that they'll be pleased with, but that benefit may be temporary. And so meaning the provisions expire in 8 years. And so it may be difficult to engage in long-term, meaningful business planning outside of that 8-year window for small businesses.